Now, many people have been spending more time on a computer at home in these last 9 months, working from home, doing online school, or looking for jobs. Sometimes our setups or computer spaces aren't the most friendly to our bodies or brains. From working at the table or couch to using a kitchen chair at your desk, there's probably room for improvement and simple fixes to minimize the aches and pains. And you could join in at 800-642-1234. Have you been spending a lot of time sitting at your computer at home in the last few months? What have you done to set up your workspace? What has worked? What hasn't worked? What advice do you need? What aches and pains have been bothering you or maybe your school kids? 800-642-1234 is the number to call. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org. Andrew Starsky is a clinical associate professor in the Department of Physical Therapy at Marquette University. Andy, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Hello, Rob. How are you?
Good. Now, you're a physical therapist. You work with physical therapists and train them. Have you been hearing more about pains related to working or doing school from home lately?
Yes, Rob. And it actually even starts with my students and even with some physical therapists that are doing more telehealth. And our students are doing telelearning. So our students will spend 1 week in the classroom, and then they will spend the next week, you know, learning online through our computer programs that we use. So even my own students are suffering with some of these problems. So we have to remind them of some of the basics that we're probably going to talk through today. So yeah, and a lot of physical therapists that I know and have trained are dealing with these patients that have had these types of injuries too.
Now, Andy, I try, but I know in many ways at work or home, I'm not ergonomically correct. Talk us through some of the basics, the things we should be doing if we're setting up a workstation to, say, work at a computer.
Yep, Rob, you bet. All right. So even if you're sitting at your laptop right now, all right, and all you listeners, whether you're sitting with your laptop or you're sitting in your car, there's a couple of things that let's talk about that you can do. All right. So number one, let's start with your neck and your head. Okay. If you take a look at, if you're sitting up straight, right, feet on the floor, back, you know, fairly straight. Okay. Where do your eyes look? In a perfect world, if you're looking straight ahead, you would be seeing the top of your computer screen. Okay. So if you're sitting up tall and your computer screen is 6, 10, 12 inches down low, that means to look at that screen, you have to hunch, you have to flex your neck. So starts with your eyeballs. When you're sitting up straight, where do your eyes face? They should be looking at the top of your computer screen. So maybe number one, could you elevate your computer screen, okay, so that your head and neck are in the correct place. Number two, let's look at your shoulders. Where are your shoulders? Are they shrugged up? Well, get them down. Are they pulled forward? We call that protracted. Well, pull them back a little bit, okay? And in fact, Rob, an exercise that I'll recommend to everybody right now, probably not if you're in your car, is this, okay? Here we go. Get ready. You're sitting up tall. Your feet are flat on the floor. I want you to think about your elbows. Let's get your elbows behind you, okay? And then let's get your elbows down. We call this trying to put your elbows into your back pockets, okay? So squeeze the elbows back. Elbows, you know, they won't make it to your back pockets unless you have really long elbows. So you're squeezing your elbows behind you and towards your back pockets. Where your shoulders are right now, that's where they belong. Okay, that's in a perfect world. That's where your shoulders should be. Now, take your shoulders from where they should be to where they are. If they move more than an inch, right? So you go from that good posture to your normal posture. If they're moving more than an inch or so, well, then every once in a while, you need to remind yourself, okay, get those elbows into the back pockets. And then final thing I'll talk about at this moment is your low back, your lumbar spine. Okay, is it have a gentle curvature, right? What we call lordosis. And another simple exercise that people can do is something called a pelvic tilt. Again, probably not optimal if you're driving, but a pelvic tilt. Okay, we can do it sitting right here. Sitting, your feet are flat on the floor. And what you think about doing is rolling your butt, excuse my language, rolling your butt backwards. Roll your butt backwards, right? That creates kind of a reversal of the curve of your spine. Now roll your butt forward, roll your hips forward. That enhances that curvature of your spine. This pelvic tilt, kind of rolling back and forth, is something that you could be doing even while you're typing. Okay. It takes sitting and makes it into a much more active process. So starts with the eyeballs, right? Ideally, you'd be looking at the top of your screen, goes to the shoulders. Ideally, they would be back and down. Ideally, your elbows would be at your side. And then ideally, you're getting your lumbar spine, your low back moving, right? By rolling forward, rolling back every once in a while.
Before we get into more specific, that's fine. That was great advice. I'm like trying it all as you talk. So that's awesome. Driving now. Now, let's talk about why we're doing this. Because, you know, we're talking, you know, a couple inches with your shoulders here, a few inches with your eyeballs there. And for, you know, just looking at something for just a moment, it doesn't seem like a big deal. Can you talk about the cumulative impact of doing things just a little wrong on our body?
Excellent. Yeah, good use of language, Rob. It is cumulative. Okay. If your shoulders are out of position, for example, if they're shrugged up, if they're shifted forward, okay, you are using unnecessary muscle activity. All right. And the research shows, I'm not going to get too nerdy here, but the research shows that you can sustain a low level muscle contraction for somewhere around 10 minutes or so. Okay. And then there starts to be fatigue. And then there starts to be other muscles that compensate. So for example, if you hunch forward too much, okay, your low back muscles will actually hyperactivate to prevent you from falling forward. Okay. So you can sustain these contractions for maybe 10 minutes at a time, which tells us that, hey, maybe every 10 minutes or so, we should be shifting positions just a little.
We are talking about building a better workspace if we're working or learning at home, though these tips, I think, all would apply at a workspace, too. Andrew Starsky is with us. He is a clinical associate professor in the Department of Physical Therapy at Marquette University, and you can join in at 800-642-1234 with your questions. Maybe you need some advice, or maybe you found some solutions yourself. 800-642-1234 is the number. Let's bring on a caller now. Lynn is with us in Waukesha. Lynn, hello.
Hello.
What do you want to ask about, Lynn?
Well, I am on the computer on Zoom calls basically all morning, and then I'm on the computer the rest of the afternoon and the evening, sometimes until like 2 a.m. So my legs have been getting kind of cold, and my feet will get cold, and then I try to get up and walk around as much as I can. And then some days my legs will even hurt. And so I'm just wondering, I'm trying to go in different positions with them, but there's not too many I can do with a desk chair.
Lynn, I think a lot of people have cold feet about Zoom calls, but this is literal. Andy, what's your advice for Lynn? A lot of time on that computer, it sounds like.
Yeah, Lynn, that sounds like long days, and I really feel for you. That's tough, but that seems to be the norm these days, is a lot of that time. So my advice would be you kind of break one of those rules of etiquette of a Zoom call. You actually turn off your video every once in a while, okay? And what you could potentially do then is get up, not just walk around, but get fairly dynamic. Can you do a little jumping in place, little jogging in place, you know, maybe turn off your microphone for just a moment too, so you're not breathing heavy. Get your blood pumping, okay? Even 10, 20 seconds of jumping jacks, of things like that can really get your blood pumping. Lynn, another suggestion for you too might be get yourself a box, a simple box, and turn your table or wherever you're working, turn it into a standing desk every once in a while, maybe every hour, every 2 hours. So you're standing. And again, it doesn't have to be fancy. I know people that spend thousands of dollars on a standing desk. I made my own using a box from a local store. Okay. So stand up, put your computer, your laptop on that box, and so then when you're standing, you know, you could do some simple things like little squats, little up and down on your toes. Okay. And even another final piece of advice for if you're going to do your own standing desk, every once in a while, consider taking one of your feet and putting it up a little higher, maybe on a short chair or on a little stool of some sort. Okay, so you're standing with one foot on the floor, one foot on this stool. That changes the blood flow, changes the posture of your back. Okay, so lots of things to do there, Lynn. A self-made standing desk, and then occasional dynamic movement to really get your blood flowing. That would be my advice to you.
Good luck, Lynn. Thanks for calling in at 800-642-1234. And it sounds like a running theme here, Andy, is some change is good. Make sure we're not locked into I don't know, any position for too long. Yep. Is that about right?
Yep. That is exactly right, Rob. You got it. So the National Optometrist Association actually has this in some of their literature, too. They call it the 20-20-20 rule. And some people might know this. So that means that for every 20 minutes that you spend staring at your computer screen, okay, for every 20 minutes, you need to take a 20-second break, okay, looking at things that are 20 feet away. 20-20-20. Every 20 minutes, take a 20-second break looking at things that are 20 feet away. So that might be a perfect time to stand up at your desk, look out the window, you know, at something 20 feet away. The Optometry Association recommends that particularly for eye strain, and that can lead to headaches. So that 20-20-20 rule, every 20 minutes, spend 20 seconds looking at something 20 feet away.
That sounds great. We're talking to Andrew Starsky, Clinical Associate Professor in the Physical Therapy Department at Marquette University. He's giving us some advice on making our home workspaces, or really any workspaces, more comfortable and healthier. And you can join in at 800-642-1234. Have you had to set up a workstation at home or spend more time at a workstation at home over the last 9 months for work, for school, for your kids doing school? Have you created an improvised standing desk, tried out different chairs? Do you work some movement in throughout the day? Do you have a question about what you ought to be doing? Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also email ideas@WPR.org. We'll continue the conversation coming up on Central Time. You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. We're picking up our talk with Andrew Starsky, Clinical Associate Professor in the Department of Physical Therapy at Marquette University, talking about aches and pains from working or schooling from home, how to fix them, how to prevent them, hopefully. You could join in at 800-642-1234 with your thoughts and questions, or email ideas@WPR.org. That's ideas@WPR.org. Now, Andy, let's talk about the role of you know, stress or tension and maybe amplifying the risks of pain at a workspace. That makes us, or makes me, I'll speak for myself, ignore some of the rules that I know of good posture. What do you look at in that kind of thing?
Yeah, that's a very important point too, Rob. Almost everyone seems to have a part of their body, a muscle group perhaps, that seems to hyperactivate when you are stressed. Many people, that might be their jaw, right? They'll clench their jaw when they're stressed. So you just got to give yourself a cue to try to de-stress that. Other people will have their upper trapezius, right? The upper part of their shoulder and neck, that's their stress spot. So, you know, without realizing it, all of a sudden they're hunching up those muscles. I'll tell people, set yourself a simple little 10-minute timer on your phone where it just buzzes or dings, or set it on your computer, that when you hear that ding, that cues you. It's almost like Pavlov, right? That cues you to de-stress those muscles. Ding, oh, I better get my shoulders down. Ding, oh, I better unclench my jaw. Okay, and that helps tune you in to de-stressing. And simple stuff too. Oftentimes we forget that while you're at your home workstation, you can still breathe. You can still do some deep breathing. You can still do some relaxation, even during a meeting. Okay. So deep breathing, simple things like that can be helpful. And the little timer, you know, ding every 10 minutes. Hey, that's my reminder to de-stress my tight spots.
We got an email from David who says, I get a knot in the muscle right under my shoulder blade. How do I prevent it and relieve it when it happens? Any thoughts, mm-hmm. Andy?
Yeah, David. Yeah, that's a good question. Thanks for emailing that in, David. Everybody, again, that's potentially your spot. Okay. So other simple tricks, folks, that you can do for some of these spots. All right. Get out a tennis ball. Get out a lacrosse ball. Okay. And even our first caller, Lynn, was talking about how her feet go numb. This is maybe a tip that she could utilize as well. So take that tennis ball. Take that lacrosse ball. Okay. And put it on the spot where it's sore, and then just lean back, right? I'm leaning back into my chair, actually on my little tennis ball right now, and get that tennis ball to apply some pressure to that muscle to get it to release even a little bit. Okay. We're probably not going to get instant, oh, I'm all better. But if we can get that muscle to de-stress just a little, that can be very, very helpful. Okay. Another thing, for this type of situation too, and we can do this again, maybe not if you're driving, but here we go. Sitting in your chair, right? Feet are flat on the floor. Posture is good. Here's what I want you to do, folks. I want you to sit on your left hand, right? So take your left hand, put it underneath your tailbone and sit on it. What that does is that anchors your left shoulder in place. Then what you want to do, take your right hand and grab yourself gently at the top of your head, okay? And then pull your right ear toward your right shoulder. What you're going to feel there is a gentle stretch on the side of your neck in that, what we call that upper trapezius, and a few other muscles too, okay? Hold that stretch for maybe 20 seconds. You could do this during a Zoom meeting. Again, the video might look a little awkward, but who cares, okay? Then you switch hands. Now you're sitting on your right hand, okay? Palm up, sitting on your right hand. Take your left hand, grab yourself the top of your head, pull your left ear towards your left shoulder now, and gently stretch. And that's the key if you're going to do any kind of stretching. Keep it pretty gentle. If you overstretch, what you'll actually do is you'll trigger that muscle to go into more of a protective mode where it's gonna you know, tighten up again. So gentle stretching, you'll sit on the hand and pull the head in the opposite direction. And the other trick of taking that ball, right? So maybe you could sit on that tennis ball if you have a tight spot in your glutes or in your hamstrings. You could lean back on that tennis ball for that knot underneath your shoulder blade. All good, simple stuff.
We are talking about physical therapy in our home workspaces with Andrew Starsky from Marquette University, a physical therapy department there. If you've been trying to call in, looks like we're having some trouble with our phone lines. I apologize. Hope that's not adding stress to you. But we've got lots to talk about, Andy. Let's talk about chairs. You know, you can spend a lot of money on a home office chair. What are we looking for to make sure we're not hurting ourselves with our chair selection?
Yeah. So, Rob, chair selection is sadly kind of a trial and error type of thing. So first piece of advice, do not use your couch as much as you can. Do not use your couch as your work chair. Typically, couches are made for you to kick back, relax, and actually have really poor posture for a little while. So sitting on a couch typically does not put you in a good position. Typically, sitting on a couch, your buttocks are lower than your knees. Your back has to hunch. So number one, don't use your couch. And number two, it's really just trial and error. If there's a way that if you used to work in an office and now you're working at home, if there's a way that you can get your work office chair transported to your home, that can be a great thing. Okay. So if that was a comfortable chair for you in the office, boy, just take a trip and bring it home with you. So number two, if that's not possible, a couple things to look for in a chair. Number one, you want the height of your chair such that your feet are able to touch the ground. Okay. You don't want to be hooking your feet underneath you. You don't want to be, you know, pushing your feet out away from you. Get your feet flat. Okay. Also, a good chair would give you a little bit of support in your low back. And if your chair doesn't do that, well, here's another suggestion. Okay. If your chair does not offer low back support, get yourself a towel. A beach towel actually works pretty well. Roll up that beach towel. Okay. So it looks like, you know, a large sized Tootsie roll. And then maybe take some tape if you want to and tape it up a little bit to hold it together. And boom, there you are. You have a homemade lumbar support. Okay. You just saved yourself probably $50. Homemade lumbar support. I've had patients of mine take this homemade lumbar support and actually just tape it to their kitchen chair because the kitchen chair has good height. Okay. And now it has a little lumbar support. And don't be afraid too, folks, to think about getting a pillow, old pillow, and sit on that pillow. Or maybe only sit on that pillow for an hour and then go without the pillow for an hour. See the old change of pace, okay? So any good chair, your feet should be flat on the ground. Sit on a pillow if you want to, as long as that doesn't make you go too high. And then feel free to think about making yourself a nice lumbar support, all right, out of a rolled-up beach towel.
In just our last 30 seconds, Andy, when should we seek out a physical therapist to fix a problem?
Yep, Rob. So you can go to WPTA, that's the Wisconsin Physical Therapy Association, if you do a Google search for Wisconsin Physical Therapy Association, okay, you'll find our website, and they have something that says find a physical therapist near you. If you've got aches, pains that you're not able to relieve with some basic changes of position, okay, you can go see a physical therapist and really get some more specific things to work on.
Andy, thanks a lot for joining us with the advice today.
Rob, my pleasure. Really good talking to you. Have a great day.
You too. Andrew Starsky is a clinical associate professor in the Department of Physical Therapy at Marquette University. He joined us today to share some ways you can improve your workspace or learning space at home.